New Orleans is struggling today in the aftermath of weekend storms that dropped nearly 10 inches of rain in parts of the city. Severe flooding followed, vehicles stalled, water rising up the sides of homes and businesses. Tegan Wendland is coastal reporter at WWNO in New Orleans. And Tegan, we know a couple weeks ago your city had another big storm. Flooding not as bad, though. So first, how bad was the rain this weekend?
So, Robin, every time it rains here, there's local flooding. People are used to taking precautions. We park our cars up on the curb so they don't get flooded out, avoid driving during downpours. But this was way worse than usual. The city was basically shut down. It took me over 4 hours to get to my neighborhood because so many streets were inundated. There were hundreds of cars abandoned on those streets and people wading through thigh-high water carrying dogs and babies. It was really apocalyptic.
Yeah.
I ended up canoeing around my neighborhood, giving people rides until 2 in the morning. And then I woke up on Sunday morning and the rain stopped and the water was gone. Trucks were towing the cars and people were picking up trash.
Okay. And it's got to be especially in New Orleans, right? Where everybody, you know, is thinking, how bad will it get post-Katrina? But officials today, we understand, are saying that anti-flooding measures worked, that the catch basins were largely cleaned. There weren't backups there. That wasn't the problem, that pumping stations were working. Is the thinking that this was just that bad a rainfall?
That's pretty much what officials are saying. We made major infrastructure improvements after Katrina, but this event really raised some questions. Is the pumping system we designed to protect us from hurricanes also protecting us from heavy rainfall? Is it working the way it's supposed to? And is it being properly maintained? So officials, you know, we just can't prevent flooding here all the time. The fact is we live below sea level and we live in a giant sinkhole. So it's just wet and that creates a lot of problems. The local newspaper, The Advocate, reports that this could actually be an upkeep issue. There are a lot of catch basins and culverts that are blocked up with debris from past storms. So the water couldn't drain.
Right. Okay. So it could be that those things weren't in effect. But the officials from NOAA said that some neighborhoods saw amounts of rain reflecting a 100-year event. That means there's a 1% chance of it happening in a given year. So if that's true, that you had one of those 100-year storms, it shouldn't happen again within this year. But are people fearful?
Right. I mean, that's according to science. That's how we come up with those calculations. We got 10 inches of rain in some places. There's more rain coming this week. And the fact is, we've gotten a lot of record-breaking storms over the past year. And scientists do tie increased rainfall to climate change, though, of course, meteorologists don't like to blame climate change for individual storms like this. But yes, I mean, it seems likely that we, just like the rest of the country, will continue to see heavy precipitation like this in the future.
Right. I mean, what scientists say about climate change is that it means just more extremes on every level. Is there something
Correct.
That New Orleans, in the minute we have, something New Orleans could be doing to improve things? Is there more infrastructure?
I mean, sure, we boast about the pumping systems that we built post-Katrina. Officials say everything worked as it should have. It was just too much rain and we weren't prepared for it. But city councilors want to know more. They're holding a meeting tomorrow to ask the city for answers, whether the pumping system really was working right. We've got $2 billion from FEMA for big infrastructure improvements across the city, roads and plumbing. But it takes time, and experts question whether these improvements are just another temporary fix.
Yeah. Tegan Wendland, coastal reporter for WWNO in New Orleans. Thanks as always.
Thanks so much for having me.